Good day, mate. How you doing, mate? Music to my ears. I'm starving. Oh, might have to unbutton the jeans. I called Camembert, Camembert. I love cheese. Just I feel like sometimes in a cheesecake they put too much cheese in.
There's no cheese in it. It's a cheese in a cheesecake. Yeah, but it's not like cheddar.
That's cheese. If I'm out, I'll drink gin.
Pure gin?
No. Who do you think I am?
Let's cut that bit out.
Welcome to the Swan Brand Podcast.
Hi, I'm Emma, and we are joined today by the wonderful Lauren Saddington at the Lowry Hotel in Manchester, where we'll be trying some of their fabulous afternoon tea. So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. So we're just going to have a little chat today. It's lovely to kind of get to know you.
Yes.
We have met previously, but we'll chat about all things we've learned today.
Yes, today, absolutely.
There's been some funny ones. So first, really, let's get straight into it. So how did you come across using TikTok? Can you tell us the behind the scenes?
Oh, I love TikTok. So basically what had happened is I obviously have another business, which is like princess parties and things that everyone's quite familiar with. And I started doing free quizzes online. So that kind of gave me like my first taste of like what the word viral meant. You know, I had people joining in from Essex to New York to Spain. They were all telling me their different time zones because obviously everyone loves Disney and Harry Potter, and there were the quizzes I was doing. And so everyone, all the kids were like, have you tried TikTok, Lauren? TikTok's so cool. And I had seen TikTok on parties, but I just thought it was like a kid thing. And every time I did TikToks on parties with kids before it was a big thing, the kids didn't explain what it was. They just was like, just wave at the camera. And I was like, oh my, I don't know what this is. And then when it got big, I obviously thought, like, what kind of videos can I do? And I was just doing the trends. I think there was the Elsa trend where you like sing and then the neighbor like screamed the song back at you. But the first viral video I did was the Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging skit. And I was kind of like, I made it up and I was dead proud of myself. I still am. It's pinned to the top of my page.
Did you make that costume?
No, my friend Nat did. I'll have to mention his name because he was so proud of it. Yeah. He made me a giant olive out of paper mache, which is just brilliant. Friend goals. And I just ran up and down my street to the actual song from the movie and captioned it with a great caption and it went viral, and it's just ever since then.
I bet you got a lot of looks.
I did, yeah. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's my street. Your viral video's on my street. I was like, it's my street as well.
And do you think that's what really kind of got your page going? And
yeah, well, obviously that was my viral video and I still didn't really understand the concept of viral. And then after that, I was kind of going through a breakup at the time. So I was using it as like a get back at my ex type thing. And I was like, does anyone just think boys suck? Like, boys just so annoying. And then obviously girls are finding that really relatable. Yeah. I still to this day get, can you help me with some dating advice?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. And if his name starts with J, because that's quite a big thing in my life for some reason. Oh, it's the J girl, the girl who hates J names. I bet you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, brilliant. So it's clear that you have a large impact on TikTok, but how impactful is TikTok on you?
Oh, that's a deep question.
I know, we're going deep.
Obviously, I never, ever in a million years expected to have a social media career. Mm. I literally just thought having a social media presence was you look perfect, you take great pictures, which I just still to this day cannot do. I just can't make myself look aesthetic online. And I just thought that was, you know, the be all and end all. And actually it showed me that if you have a good personality and you put yourself out there and you are different, you can have that presence on social media. You don't just have to be the perfect person.
Yeah. And what kind of content is it that you enjoy most creating? Is it kind of the funny videos, or I see you do like the outfits of the day and everything like that. I saw your makeup on the other day. What's your favourite?
I quite like the mixture. I quite like that I'm not niched down.
Yeah.
I like doing food videos because, you know, I love food and no one can ever take that away from me. But then equally, when I do that video, so many food lovers will comment on that video. And then if I do an outfit of the day, people who like my fashion sense will comment on it. And I feel like all my different aspects of TikTok hit the right people.
Yeah.
So I quite like that.
Bit for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and what side of TikTok are you on? So you've kind of just mentioned this. So food TikTok, clean TikTok.
Yes.
fashion, TikTok, bit of everything.
It's a bit of everything, but my For You page is none of the stuff I do. It's all dogs and Harry Potter. So, like, if I was to say what my favourite For You page is, it's definitely Harry Potter. And, yeah, like, obviously, like, fashion and makeup and stuff, I do like that as well.
You also do, like you mentioned, a What I Eat in a Day. They do really well on your TikTok page. But the topic of food is often triggering people. Do you face any backlash from any of these videos?
So the main comment I get, which I'd obviously struggle with because it doesn't, right, I don't really understand it, is, you know, you only get nice comments because you're thin and you eat a lot. And, you know, they'll start commenting saying, this girl who's a bit bigger than you, all the grief she gets. And obviously, like, I feel bad for that person, but that's not really my fault. Like, you know, I have weight issues. I've had eating disorders and things like that. But I just enjoy food and I can't help that I don't put weight on like other people. And I still think they look beautiful. But I feel like a lot of pressure gets put onto me for what other people get on their What I Eat in a Days.
I get you. And going back to food then, if you could pick one, what's your favourite food?
My favourite food has to be a Sunday roast all day long. I just feel like it'd be my last meal on the planet.
Now, I'm presuming because you're Northern, you have gravy on it.
Oh, absolutely. I've got friends who have mayonnaise on it and I actually think, why am I friends with this person? My friend Jodie has mayonnaise on a Sunday roast. Disgusting.
With a Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We went Nando's yesterday and she could literally eat like a tub of mayonnaise on one chip. And I'm a sauce girl. Well, that's just disgusting.
Not with a Yorkshire pudding.
No.
So just going back to more social media then, how do you feel about people dragging others down on social media together?
Oh, it's awful because it just feels like you're getting somewhere with TikTok and you're having a great time on it and your personality's showing and there's just always that one person who just doesn't like it that you're doing better or they're going through something in life. Sometimes I just, more than anything, feel sorry for that person because I know deep down that there's something going on in that person's life, which is really sad because it feels like it'll just always be a problem. And I just think, like, I never watch other people's TikToks and YouTubes and think, I don't like that. I'm going to comment on that and I'm going to make that person feel rubbish about their day. Like, it just doesn't enter my head and I feel sorry for people that go out of their way to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Do you get much on it on your Instagram as well? Do you get any kind of negative stuff on your Instagram?
No, honestly, I feel really, really, really lucky that I don't get much hate on either of my platforms. But, and I do stand by this, I'm not very controversial and I like it that way. Yeah. I don't talk about topics like, you know, the Black Lives Matter and the political things. I just don't get into it because I've got my own opinion on things and I just don't feel like I want to get into that with all my followers and stuff. I just feel like it's really unnecessary.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, as you're aware, social media often draws a negative impact on mental health. Is there any advice you give to young people who are trying to grow or start their own platform?
Oh, it's so scary because initially you just think, because obviously I have a great platform, but then I see other people struggling and you see all the Be Kind and the Caroline Flack things and automatically you want to say, just don't go into it. It's not worth it. But then I probably would just say, in my opinion, just don't be controversial and out there with your opinions. Just be yourself and be fun and bubbly. But obviously, it's kind of up to them. That would just be my personal opinion. I'm just very Disney and very, I don't know, what's the thing? Just I'm plain sailing. I don't like to.
You're just fun.
Yeah. I can't think of what it is. Like, I just don't want to argue about things and... Well, that is because I know the backlash I'll get and I just don't want that.
No, I think you're just fun. Like, I go on your channel and you just laugh and that's what you need. Someone to just make your day. Yeah. I think that's what you need. I think that's what the platform's about.
100%. And that goes back to what I said about the Instagram thing where everyone thought you had to look perfect. Mm. And equally, you don't actually have to put all your rubbish things out there as well. Because I think it was Rochelle Humes that was saying she wants her Instagram to look perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's great too. I just think TikTok's great to show personality rather than just looks as well.
No, definitely. Okay, so we've just got some kind of other questions now. Yeah. So, what food do you love to cook?
Oh, I'm not really a massive lover of cooking, because I'm impatient. So I just like, I can't be doing with chopping onions really slow. I'm just like, oh, and then they look rubbish. Yeah. But I think I quite like cooking with Dan, my partner, because obviously that's quite fun. Probably would say Sunday roast.
Yeah, with gravy.
Getting banging roast potatoes, you know, yeah. like duck fat, and ooh. Like that makes me happy, seeing yeah. a beautiful roast dinner on the plate.
Okay, so maybe not cook then, but what's your go-to takeaway?
Go-to takeaway is a Chinese all day, every day.
What are you ordering?
Do you even, how long have we got? So I'd get special fried rice, got a bit of prawns in there, prawn crackers, duck spring rolls, noodles and bean sprouts, salt and pepper chicken,
oh my God.
Sweet and sour prawns, and one of these, I can't just have like
you
chicken
have to
and
dip.
Rice.
You have to nibble.
Got to have, yeah. It'll last me a few days in fridge.
Fair enough. So going on to Swan now. So we're excited that you're joining with us today. So what kind of Swan products are you loving at the moment?
Oh my gosh, still since 2020, that pink kitchen's the best thing I've ever been gifted in my life. Literally, because obviously I work with a lot of brands now. And the pink kitchen sets will just stick with me forever. I just remember posting it on my Facebook and everyone being like, oh my God, you're so lucky. That is beautiful. And obviously it's very chick flicky. Yeah. So yeah, I think the pink kitchen will always have a special place in my heart. But obviously my new favourite colour at the moment is green. So anything like this kind of colour, so anything green would probably be my go-to now, definitely.
Okay, how do you feel about the new... I can't read that word. How do you feel about the new legislation? I can't say that.
Legislation.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like DIY.
I didn't know what DIY meant.
Legislation that major food chains must provide calories to all their dishes on their menus. Will it impact your food content?
I'm going to pretend I knew what that word meant in that sentence. but I quite like it because honestly, when I'm trying to be good, and it's not because I'm like, you know, I'm dieting or anything, but sometimes you're just not in the mood for bad food. Actually makes you so aware of, like I went to Nando's and there were so many calories in the wrap, and it's the sauce. You don't realise. And for anyone that's really trying to be good, just because, you know, dieting and being good links to your mental health. Some people just want to eat healthy food to feel good. I feel like it's really beneficial for them because they can just, it opens their eyes to, it works both ways. I think sometimes it could be damaging to somebody because they might have an eating disorder, but then it might be good to somebody who really is just trying to be good to feel good.
So I obviously, as I was talking before, I kind of know your passion as well as your other business, which is Princess Business, isn't it? So can you tell us more about your Princess Party business, and is it hard to maintain the American accent while you're in character?
Oh, my Princess Business is my baby. Yeah. It always will be, because it's so rewarding. Social media is rewarding when you hit the right people. We never get bad comments on parties. We just get, you've made my child's dreams come true. They send us pictures of the invitation that the child's written to the character. We get pictures where they've not let go of that necklace you've give them on their party. So rewarding, so beautiful. And no, the American accent is my thing. Like, don't even ask me to do it.
Go on, give us a little bit.
So wonderful. I absolutely love American accents. They're my favourite.
That's better than mine. Mine was that awful.
But ask me to do an Australian one, and honestly, it's like, it just
good
sounds
day, mate.
Like a different country. Good day, mate. How you doing, mate?
I like
shrimp
it.
Shrimp on the barbie. Americans are good.
And what, when you're dressing up as kind of the characters, what's your favourite character at the moment to dress up?
Oh, it has to be Cruella. Oh, the new Disney movie for that. I was so worried about it, but they just, the costumes, Emma Stone, the music, everything was amazing. And you get to go to kids' parties and be really mean to them in a fun way, which is so much more fun than being a princess.
Definitely. And what are you finding the kids are liking more at the minute?
The kids love Encanto at the moment, but obviously I don't play that with being, obviously, with the representation. We like to make sure the characters are represented properly.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm currently trying to find staff and performers, and I'm letting go a little bit and trying to give them opportunities just like I've had. Because it is a great opportunity to have a really good job, really rewarding, and it's good pay, and it's great for your mental health as well.
Okay, and where do you see your career going? So like, it's a very generic interview question, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
So obviously I wouldn't mind if I was still doing the same thing in 5 years, as long as I obviously was thinking about maybe having kids and weddings Dan, if you listen to the podcast, I would like a ring.
Dan, if you're listening.
So those things are obviously in there. I wouldn't mind if I was doing the same thing in 5 years that I'm doing now, because I love my job and I love my social media. But I am aiming more towards the radio type careers, the presenting, because I've always wanted that type of career, or acting. Mm-hmm. So something TV, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see you doing
presenting.
That. Definitely. And have you got anything exciting coming up this year that you can tell us about?
Well, Swan Kitchen is great. And, you know, I'm absolutely desperate to get to the Jurassic World premiere. That is my goal this
year. You're a massive Jurassic World fan, aren't you?
Massive Jurassic Park fan. It's my childhood. Just like Harry Potter and Disney, Jurassic Park's up there.
Yeah.
And it's the final movie, and the originals from the first Jurassic Park and the Jurassic World cast are coming together. Some new dinosaurs are in there. So that's like my aim this year.
Yeah.
Jurassic World premiere, and I can die happy. Literally.
So how did you, I know you said you want to go into presenting and radio. What's kind of made you want to go into that? Did you do performing arts? What was your background?
So ever since I was a kid, I've always been very creative and drama, even in my personality. Like, I just wasn't shy, even at 4 years old. I could sing when I was younger, and I just didn't pursue it because it just gave me so much anxiety. Like, my mum would pull me to the side at parties and she'd go, Auntie Cheryl and Uncle Mick want to hear you sing. And I'd be like, I don't want to sing, I don't like it. And she'd always make me sing Annie Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The sun will come out. And she made me sing it at the school plays, on holiday, at all inclusives. And I'd just cry on the stage. I'd just break down and cry. She's like, maybe we should do something else other than singing. So maybe we should look at musical theatre and acting. And it was just acting, because I couldn't dance. I've never been able to dance. I could just do about some cheerleading, but that were about it. So I started acting, and that was just my forte. I went to Burnley Youth Theatre, because that's where I'm from, Burnley. Brunch Reaction Group, did like shows like High School Musical, James and the Giant Peach. And I just found a massive love for it. And then in school, everybody at GCSE wanted to take PE, and I just couldn't think of anything worse. So I picked drama, and only six people picked it, and they needed eight for it to be a course, otherwise they had to cancel it. And the only other options were like food tech and PE and sewing. I was just like, I'm not good at anything. So two more people joined on, luckily, and we did a couple of plays at school. Like, not to like dampen the mood of the podcast, but I didn't have the greatest time at school. Like, I did get bullied a lot. My mum was amazing with me. My dad was really helpful during school. And obviously, it was quite a confident move for me to take acting. And one of the main reasons was, yes, I love acting, but two, none of the popular girls are going to take that subject. So actually, they can all do PE. And I'll be like with all the geeks doing drama. And I love that. And my drama teacher was just the most amazing teacher I could have ever asked for. Like, if all the girls fell out with me in the school, which happened quite a couple of times, because they would all like, I mean, it was like Mean Girls. They used to call them the popular group.
Oh, God.
You know, she would sit on her lunch, rather than me like sit in the toilet like Lindsay Lohan, she would sit in her office with me having dinner.
Yeah.
And she was like, have you considered going to a college that's not Burnley? Because I don't know how you feel about following all those girls to the same college. And I was like, you're so right. So I was cleaning out my bedroom, and then I found this like Preston College leaflet, and I was like, it's a sign. It said you went to New York, Paris, London with the college. So I went to Preston College, met all new friends. I went to New York City.
Wow.
All the other girls went to Burnley College, and I was just like happy with that. And literally from that point on, I've done nothing but perform and entertain. And the longer I've gone on in my life, the more I've realised that I'm more comfortable within my personality than I am putting on an act.
Yeah.
Whereas most people are the other way around.
Yeah.
Most people are like, I get to be somebody else. And the more I've gone on in life, being 24, I'm like, actually, I'm quite confident as Lauren.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it came from.
And you said you finished college. Is that when you started the princess business, or was there a bit of a gap between
that? So I finished college, and there was a lot of pressure at college to go to university. And I was thinking all sorts. I was thinking maybe I could be a journalist, because I remember seeing Laura Whitmore had studied journalism, and she was a presenter. I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to do journalism. And like really bad at like coursework and uni work and stuff. And my teacher was just like, Lauren, journalism, you really? No. And I was too nervous to audition for drama schools. I found it too much pressure, which is weird, because I usually am good under pressure. So I just skipped it. And I worked for a company in Burnley from being 16 to 21, which was essentially the princess work, but in venue rather than going out to houses.
Yeah.
And another sob story, the bosses there were just like awful, really bad on your mental health. I think 20 of us left in 1 year. God. But it was me that loved the princess work so much, I then went on to continue to do that. And it didn't go down well, it was absolutely awful. My bosses are quite big people in the entertainment world, so really scary time for me. And there's actually another TikToker who I'm friends with called Holly Marie. She's massive on TikTok, like 3 point something million. Wow. She went through the exact same thing with a princess company. And so that's kind of how that led to Princessing. And then I did the quizzes in lockdown. And then after the quizzes, TikTok. And it's all just been this meant to be path.
Yeah. Do you think kind of, I know a lot of people struggle to say that lockdown helped them, but did you think lockdown helped your career on TikTok and your business?
Lockdown's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. And it's so sad to say that because obviously I'm very sensitive to it. People lost family members, people, you know, abusive relationships, which skyrocketed in lockdown. So when I say that, I do kind of keep it to myself as much as I can. I don't go like, oh, lockdown was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, really, I wouldn't have TikTok if it wasn't for lockdown. Yeah. So I've got a lot to thank it for, and it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And the breakup. I'm really glad the breakup happened as well. So
it's quite an eventful lockdown, then.
Oh, yeah. An eventful life, really. My goodness.
So you're obviously big on TikTok. Have you got a lot of friends in the community? I know you mentioned Holly, but have you got like a little group of you? What's
So we had a group chat going from TikTok for like a good 9 months. A good chunk of lockdown was like a lot of creators, you would know, big creators. The group got quite toxic really fast. I think everyone was just like trying to beat each other and it just wasn't really working. But when you go to events, you're just like, oh, I know you from TikTok, you're on my FYP. And they're so friendly. So they're just like, oh, I've seen you, and you follow each other. And then the more events you go to, the more people you meet from TikTok.
Yeah. And so kind of out of social media, what is it that you like to do? So who is Lauren out of social media, out of TikTok?
Do you know what? Actually, I'm very similar. Like, I know it's quite cliche because everyone says that. Like, I'm just me, you know, I'm the same online. But I actually am. Like, I love Disney. In my spare time, I will sit there and watch Disney movies. Randomly, I'm watching Waterloo Road at the moment.
Throwback.
Just watched Gossip Girl. So I like to watch series. Yeah. That's very fun. I like to go to cosplay events, like conventions and stuff.
Yeah. Do you dress up for them?
Yes, always. Any event I ever go to, I think, I'm going to go extra here. I'm going to dress up.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I'm very similar to what I am online. Like, I love going for food.
Yeah.
Yeah, love food.
Where's your go-to restaurant then at the minute?
Ooh, do you know, I'm loving TGI Fridays at the moment.
Ooh, good shout.
Have you ever had the Jack Daniel's sesame strips?
Yeah. Oh,
they are next level.
Nice.
Honestly.
Yeah,
but if
nice.
I like something, I'll go like 10 times until I find a new place to eat. I'll put myself off it before I find somewhere new.
So obviously you're quite a big presence now on social media. Do you get spotted a lot outside of it?
Yeah, it's the strangest thing. Like, you think, oh, compared to my friends who've got millions of followers, like, I won't get recognised. I've only got 350. And honestly, everywhere you go, like, Dan doesn't believe me. I go, watch this, Dan. It happens in supermarkets, restaurants. That's someone who'll say, oh, I love your content.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't know what to say. I'm just like, thank you. Thank you. You know, bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sometimes they'll say, like, oh, you're the J girl. You're the Olive girl. You're the what I eat in a day girl. You always get different titles. Mm-hmm. I think the weirdest place I've ever been recognised was probably the gym, because it was just my local gym. I was sweating my head off. It was only the other day. She was just like, Lauren! Like, in the middle, like, after my class, after the gym. And I was just like, hi, can I have a picture with you? I was like, you're joking. I'm like a beetroot. What are you doing? I was like, maybe I'll come back when I've done my makeup. Maybe. Yeah. Or at least a glowy look.
Yeah.
Like, bright red. My goodness.
So I know you've got your TikTok channel and your Instagram, and I know you've got YouTube as well. Is YouTube something you kind of want to do more of?
YouTube is hard. Yeah. So hard. Ask any TikToker, you know, going from a 1 minute video of this is what I'm wearing today, and it gets 100,000 views, and you're like, how? Like, why are you so interested in me wearing Primark jeans? To then go into YouTube and also trying to get the public to watch 15-minute videos when they can just scroll through TikTok and watch vlogs. Really difficult, but obviously with the passion I've got for presenting, and you start to realise that there's lots of individual people within your following who are really invested in you as a person, and they're just like diehard fans of yours, which is hard to, you know, get the grasp of. You're like, why do you like me? But yeah, like, I do it for them.
Yeah.
And I do it for my career. And also want to do a podcast to help with, like, the radio thing and stuff.
Yeah.
I think most TikTokers would say, like, TikTok's an amazing platform. Everyone's really grateful for it. But they're all using it to boost something they've always been passionate about. Like Holly is boosting it to get a makeup career.
Yeah.
Everyone's using it for some reason.
And do you feel like you have the same audience throughout them platforms? Or would you say maybe Instagram's a little different? Are they the same kind of people? Or?
I feel like anyone that subscribes to your YouTube channel and anyone that follows you on Instagram is invested in you as a person. Mm-hmm. Whereas TikTok could be 100,000 people who just liked one of your viral videos and thought, oh, follow her off the back of it. Yeah. They might not have even seen any more of your videos. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyone that's gone, oh, like, off TikTok, onto Instagram, I'll follow her, and taking that time usually really likes your content.
Yeah. And with, so I know you said you've had a few viral videos, especially the Angus Thongs one. Do you find it weird kind of what goes viral compared, do you think maybe...
You just never know.
You never know.
You never know. Like, you could plan content, like, so much. And when I went to the NFL games last year with Dan, he's mad on NFL and American football. Mm. I did a vlog and I was like, so me and Dan went to the NFL and it got, like, what, 50,000 views? And then I did a video in the queue where I was like, guys, I'm at the NFL and it's so American. I had glitter on my face. It's like... How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like 2-3 million views later.
Wow.
Americans commenting on it, NFL players, the Jaguars were commenting on it, like American food companies. Mm-hmm. It was just the maddest thing.
Wow.
I wasn't even going to film that. It was just an on-the-spot random video.
Right. So I know you said that one was random, but do you kind of plan your content or is it some random, some planned?
No, a lot of people, like when you're in, let's say you speak to other TikTokers, like you'll say, oh, I really don't know what videos to do. And they'll all say to me the same thing. Lauren, you're so lucky because it's your sporadic videos that do well. So in the moment, if I'm at the McDonald's drive-thru, I'll just be like, guys, I'm at the McDonald's drive-thru, I'm going to try the Chicken Big Mac. That'll do better than me planning. Yeah. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to film this and tomorrow I'm going to film that. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like a pressure to kind of get a number of videos, say, out a week or a day? Do you feel pressure into doing that or do you...
No, so I don't. I think when you rely on it as a career, I can understand the pressure. But because I've got my own business as well, I do them quite casual. But when you see your following growing, that's when the pressure starts to come because you're like, the harder I work, the more my following's going up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can understand the pressure when someone's doing it as a full-time career.
Yeah.
Getting brands to work with them, getting jobs, going to events. You just want more and more and
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I think like you say, it's a lot of pressure if it's your full time. And I know you've got your business as well. Do you find it difficult to kind of balance them both?
Yeah, it's tough because I always look at Molly May and I think, wow, she's absolutely smashing it. But all the content's the same.
Yeah.
On all platforms, she is... Guys, I am making my life look aesthetic. Mm-hmm. It's not like she goes on YouTube and she does fancy dress like I do. You know, she can work hard at that brand. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm trying to work at family content as well as working at girly content and relatable content. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I do wish the two combined, but I'm very lucky that I've got something to rely on.
Yeah.
It is quite difficult to balance the two. Sometimes I envy creators where they just get to focus on one thing, but then other times they probably look at me and think, oh, wow, she's got her other business, so there's no pressure on her. So works both ways, really.
Yeah, and you seem quite entrepreneurial. Is that something you've always kind of wanted to do?
Gosh, you know, owning my own business used to freak me out. And do you know what it still does? Like, I think anyone that's thinking of setting up their own business, there's one thing that scares you, and it's the money side of things, mm-hmm. The tax, the HMRC, all those words, they're just horrendous.
Gosh, I wouldn't have a clue.
I have an accountant. He deals with everything. I just do not know what I'm doing. So I've never been entrepreneur. I can't say that word either now. I wouldn't say I'm a Stephen Bartlett, even though I have a massive crush on him.
Do you watch him on Dragon's Den?
He's amazing. Just how he gives Theo, what's he called? What's he called who he gives grief to all the time?
Peter.
No.
Tuka.
He gives Tuka grief all the time. I love it. I'm like, yes. But yeah, I'm not him. Like, it came from being treated that badly at my old business. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't know anything else right now. I'm 21. I've got no other, I didn't have social media or anything like that. I'm just going to kind of do the same thing. Because I owned a business with them as well that went out to parties. So I had a little bit of an inkling at how we'd been running things. So it just came from there, really. And I used to work at my old job 10 till 10 at night. So 10 in the morning till 10 at night. And I think I'd earn like £60. So I'm like under minimum wage at the time, which I had no idea about. And then I remember going out on one party and getting £90 cash in hand for an hour.
Oh God.
And I was just like, oh, I don't know what to do with that amount of money. I've not done anything today.
Yeah.
Like, bearing in mind, like, even though I started at 10 at my old job, I'd get in for 8. Mm-hmm. Because what they required us to do before the party started was way longer than the half an hour bracket they gave us. So I used to work from like 8 in the morning till 11 at night, mm-hmm. should I say. It was so many hours for the money. So yeah, went out as that one time as Cinderella. And every time I earned money, I just bought a costume and I bought another one. And I have a lot of costumes
but the
now.
Costumes are expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah. Everyone still to this day compliments my first costume, which was my modern Cinderella costume. That was my cheapest costume I've ever bought in the whole company because it was my first mm-hmm. one and I didn't have the money. So it was £60 on eBay and it is the most beautiful costume you've ever seen.
And you still got it to this day?
Still got it to this day.
And I bet the wigs are quite expensive as well.
Well, I mean, I've got to give a shout out to Holly Mary Makeup right now because before her, I was spending £300 a wig.
Wow.
She can buy one off eBay and Amazon for £19 and she'll make it look like Disney World.
Wow.
She's the bestest friend ever. She saves me so much yeah. money. So, you know, as the business has gone on, I've learned how to save money. I've learned how to not buy unnecessary things. I've learned what my customers like to see. Mm-hmm. If you walked into my attic where all my costumes are, though, you would be like, mind blown. Mm-hmm. They are insane. I'm so proud.
Do you notice it's like a specific age range? It's like, can it be any age?
Sometimes we get one-year-old parties. Really? You know, we did Jessie Lingard's little girl's party when she was one and then two and then three. We've also done like 11-year-olds parties. I've done a 15-year-olds party before. They just had Lauren, though.
Yeah.
TikTok Lauren. Uh-huh. I was like, they went, you look famous, actually. You look well cool. And they were like, your shoes are so big. They're like the Spice Girls. Ooh. So I've done, all different age ranges.
Yeah.
And sometimes I find that older kids like me more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And do you think that's because maybe they've seen you on TikTok?
Yeah, they think TikTok's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Even though some of them are not even allowed it and they're underage, they're just like, I've seen you on my mum's phone. You're so cool.
Do you find it quite difficult to kind of... So say if you've just done like a children's party and then you're going to go home and film a TikTok that maybe is not relatable to the party, maybe a little bit more adult content.
Yeah.
Do you find that a little bit more difficult?
Well, I always think if those children are watching my content, then mm-hmm. that's on the parent because they're not supposed to have the app. They are underage. But I wouldn't put anything like about boys and stuff on YouTube because I know that kids are allowed YouTube. They mm-hmm. have access to that. So I do try and keep my I don't swear and I'm very family friendly, but also I will talk about... relatable boy things, you can probably imagine like what sort of things, you know, things that girls suffer and need to know about. Mm-hmm. With me being older, I just love inspiring younger girls because mm-hmm. I just feel like there's a lot of people on the app who maybe aren't as inspiring and it's easy for girls to follow that path. So I do feel like, not blowing my own trumpet, it is nice to have inspirational people on the app and I do my absolute best on parties and off parties to make sure I inspire people.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned about your For You page, but what is it kind of, what are the creators you like watching?
Oh, gosh. I can never think of creators' names off the top of my head. I love American content because mm-hmm. I feel like they're much, much more fun and cheesy than UK content. So there's a girl called Ali Yost and there's a girl called Abby Herbert. Abby Herbert's got 10 million followers and she's just so fun. She's very inspirational. She doesn't swear. She doesn't have to talk about controversial topics. Mm-hmm. Those type of creators are my favourite.
Mm-hmm. And... just kind of going more into Instagram now, how do you feel that Instagram, because I've noticed recently Instagram are really focusing a lot on the reels, trying to kind of copy, not copy, but probably copy.
Yeah.
Kind of TikTok. Do you find yourself doing more reels now on Instagram?
Oh, they just don't give me the same feel as TikTok. I mm-hmm. find them, like I'll post a TikTok onto reels that's done really well on TikTok and it's gone viral. Mm-hmm. And they're like, 100 views on reels and it just feels like a lot of pressure for the reward mm-hmm. whereas when you put pressure on yourself with TikTok the reward's amazing.
It's natural, isn't it?
Yeah, you could grow to a million so fast if you put the work in mm-hmm. whereas Instagram's a graft.
Yeah, do you find it harder to grow followers on Instagram?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of just rely on TikTok and just think, you know, the people that like my content will just come over mm-hmm. and if they don't, they don't.
Yeah. And do you think that's the same with YouTube or?
Yeah, YouTube, like I said before, YouTube and the podcast are more... a bit more of an entrepreneurial thing for me. Just, you know, I want to be a presenter. I want to be on radio. Like Jordan North, a massive inspiration to me because he just...
Burnley.
Bigged up Burnley. And I was like, that could be me. So YouTube and podcasts are very strategic. Mm-hmm. This is for my career. Like Molly May says all the mm-hmm. time, she takes on certain brands for her career and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I always go back to Molly May because I do actually find her really inspirational. Mm-hmm. I know she gets a lot of stick, but she has worked a lot harder than a lot of people. And I find her inspiring. And she always says she does things in a mm-hmm. strategic way.
Yeah.
TikTok's not strategic. TikTok's just fun.
Just random, isn't it? TikTok, yeah. Fun and random. That's how I describe it.
But it just does help so much with growing on other, like mm-hmm. growing in other aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. Makeup, you know, I follow a guy in America who does Harry Potter content, and it's all he does. He just loves and breathes Harry Potter. And he got invited to the Fantastic Beasts premiere, and he was stood next to Jude Law, and I was just like, go you.
Yeah.
You go. Like, that's amazing.
That's going to be you at Jurassic World.
Yes, it will.
I see it for you.
Chris Pratt, please. Oh no, what's he called? What's he called? Sam Neill? Oh my God. If I stood anywhere near them, I think I'd faint.
I can imagine you on a TikTok there.
Just
when,
just this is why I love Disney so much, because when it's part of your childhood and then you still like it as an adult, you're just like, this is my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what the guy from who did the Harry Potter content felt like as well.
Well, how's like that with Toy Story? Because I think it was like, was it late 90s that came out? Yeah. And then it just keep going.
Toy Story came out before I was born, can you believe? 1995, and I was born in 97. And I literally cried like a baby at number 4. It wasn't even fun. Why they had to end it like that? It was traumatic. Actually traumatic. My little sister were looking at me like, you're weird. Like, why are you crying at Woody? It's not normal. Eve loved it that much, I called my dog Woody straight after.
Yeah. It's a great name. What dog have you got?
Cavapoochon. He's amazing.
What's that? A mix?
Cavalier, poodle, and a Bichon.
Oh, bit of everything.
Very creative now. I called him Woody and he's just so cute.
Oh. So, Lauren, we're going to have some afternoon tea now. Are you excited?
Music to my ears. I'm starving.
Are you, before we start, are you a scone or a scone kind of girl?
A scone. A scone. Oh, I'm going to have a scone. I'm a scone. It's a scone.
Oh,
I'm going to have a scone.
She's quite posh. That's posh.
Is it?
Or a scone posh?
Scones. Oh, I'm going to have a scone. Oh. I'm going to have a scone.
It does say I'm gonna have a scone.
We're gonna have a scone.
Yeah, and I think what is it? I think. Oh, what do you do? Jam or cream first?
Oh, I just get it all on there.
I don't think I'm so particular. I'm trying to think how I would eat it. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna say cream first.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that's, there's like a Cornish way and a Devon way, isn't there? And I think the Cornish way, if I'm right, is cream first. I might be wrong. Sorry.
It's just food. I just love food.
Oh, you're
probably
like
a non-currant guy.
I'm with you.
Even though we just had a biscuit at the Lowry and it had raisins in it, bloody lovely.
Oh, it was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Loved it.
Who knew?
It was, who knew I could like raisins? Had an almond flavour to it. It was good.
We nearly nicked one, didn't we? Well,
someone kept ordering coffees just for the cookie. We should have just bought the cookie on its own.
Should have done. We'll get some after this.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so we're going to have some afternoon tea now, so I'm excited.
Woo! This is my favourite bit. Food. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pink.
I think. Oh yeah, this is my, I've chosen a motivation tea. Thought I'd be bougie.
Ooh.
And it's purple, so it's, you know, it's good vibes.
Oh,
it's not a green one.
I've just gone very plain Jane with English breakfast.
Oh my. Bet it smells like motivation.
Thank you.
Interesting. Oh. Nice. I'm very excited for this food. Food is my favourite thing ever.
What, do you have milk with your motivation tea?
No, I think it's just tea.
Oh.
Tea and motivation.
What's the smell? Give it a sniff.
Oh. I feel like it's like blackcurranty.
Oh.
Interesting.
What's your go-to tea normally?
I like... is it Twinings or Twinnings? Why can I say no words today? Twinings.
Oh my
gosh. I like the glow Twinings tea and the sleep and the detox. Ooh. They're my favourites. But I am a coffee gal usually. I just had too much coffee to...
this looks so good.
Oh my
Thank
God.
Thank you.
You seen the menu? My God. Banana, milk, chocolate and caramel. What is going on today? Gatto.
We were talking earlier, weren't we, about words we're not sure how to say.
Words we don't know what it stands for.
Oh, that was
words
it.
We can't say.
What were the words we can't say?
Now
entrepreneurial.
Entrepreneurial. And what was that word we couldn't say earlier?
Legislation.
Yeah, that one. And then another one.
What was the cheese
line? Oh. I get loads of grief on TikTok because I say a word wrong. One was, I called Camembert. It says Bert on the end. Like, how am I supposed to know that? And then I'm quite known for the Greek gyro, which is apparently a gyros.
Gyros.
Gyros. Why? Been educated. Ooh. I thought it was gyro. Are we digging in?
Okay, what does it say on the menu? What have we got?
We've got smoked mackerel pate, cucumber and brioche. Ooh. Roast red pepper hummus. Oh, this is dead posh, this. Goat cheese and mint. Coronation chicken. I'm scared to say anything wrong.
Weren't you an extra on Coronation Street?
All right. Hey, Emma's no better.
No, I can't say words either.
Braised beef fritter. Should we try the sandwiches first?
Yeah.
I don't know what to...
You go first.
What is that?
I think it's got a...
It's got a gherkin on it. I'm having it.
Do you take the gherkin out of the burgers?
No, I'm a gherkin lover. Do you not like gherkins?
Would you like my gherkin?
Yeah, I do, actually. I love gherkins. Really annoying because Dan likes gherkins. And I just feel like you need a partner who doesn't like them so you can nick them all. Mm. I can't believe you just let me have it.
I don't mind. We're friends now.
We're friends now. Oh, it's got parmesan cheese on and all. I'm at his mint,
I'm a bit nervous.
It's because you're eating. You're eating in a microphone. Who wants to do that, man? Right. I've looked for the olive.
Oh, it's good.
Mmm, what is that?
Which one? I think that's the pate.
Mmm.
Mackerel pate.
That's not on here.
Is it the top one?
No. No. Because I saw, is it on yours?
No, the this is a tick.
No. Can't see gherkin on here. Mm. Oh, that was well good, that.
Mm. I like that.
How did the microphone people feel listening to me in the headphones? They feel great. How do you feel about ASMR TikTok?
Bit
proper
in
for me, you know?
No.
Honestly, it goes through me. I can't stand people eating.
It's when people go, it's...
Oh, it's when they go, like... Oh. On a microphone, and I'm just like they stare at you in the camera, and they're just like that, and I'm like, whoa. At 2 a.m. ASMR with me, I'm like,
creepy.
I still followed one of them, and I was like, why did you do that? Now TikTok's gonna think you like all of it. Right, really fast, by the way. So if you're on a time schedule, you rate.
No, go in.
Going in.
So what did we rate that one out of 10?
That was actually a solid 10 for me with a gherkin. Can't go wrong with a gherkin.
Now. Double gherkin.
You gave me, we actually are friends, and you gave me a gherkin.
It's true friendship.
Right, this is definitely smoked mackerel pate.
Oh, this is it. I love a cucumber.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You didn't even give me a cucumber. That's well out of order.
Sorry. Would you like my one inside?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Is this an all-in-one or no?
Not an all-in-one. My gob is not that big.
Okay.
Hmm.
Mm, it's good.
Yeah, nice. Fishy.
A lot of bread.
It is a lot of bread, isn't it?
Mm.
Brioche is dead light. Thick and chewy. Isn't it?
Stop.
Oh my God, I'm going to choke, man. Stop. I start saying man when I'm nervous because I'm eating in front of people.
You can't even eat it, lady. I
love cucumber. Mm. Do you know gherkin's just vinegared cucumber?
Mm.
It is.
I don't mind gherkin, I'm not... I don't know, I just didn't fancy it today. This one's nice though. Maybe a little bit too much bread.
Mmm.
But... Oh well. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to say the other thing. I still don't know what that other thing... Yes, that was the braised beef fritter.
Oh, it was beef?
Yeah.
I thought it was fish.
Gherkin, mustard and smoked cheddar. It wasn't even parmesan.
You're close. Close, close.
Fish is sometimes like beef though, isn't it?
Is it? It's not, is it? It's nothing like it, is it?
It's Avignon.
What are you on about? Do you know, I'm funny about coronation chicken. I don't like the colour of it. I'm dead funny about it. You know when you see it in supermarkets and it's just like a bright yellow sandwich?
Mm. The Queen is my idol in life.
Is this what posh people eat? Is it?
It was invented for coronation.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if to believe you because you've had me on. <Sorry,
coronation. laughs>
No. I feel like it was made of Coronation Street, personally.
Oh, it's all over me. No, I've got it.
What did you rate the last one?
Wasn't one for me. That.
No.
Too much bread.
Too much fish.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, that's banging that.
Mm. It's nice.
It's what we're supposed to be doing, rating afternoon tea. Is that the vibe? Yeah. Hey, that's 9 out of 10 for me, that one.
I'm not a big fan of brown bread.
Oh, what, you not?
No.
Good for the gut, hon. Good for the gut. See, I'm way ahead of you now. I'm diving in.
Here we go.
Right, I'm this trying to one. This is the last one now. Red pepper hummus goat's cheese mint. I mean, the mint's giving me dodgy vibes, not gonna lie.
What you like with goat's cheese?
What am I like with cheese? I just love it, all kinds.
Oh, I'm not sure on goat's cheese.
Go for it.
Is it nice?
Come on, you can do that.
Do you want me to tell you about the coronation chicken then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
good. Food for the banquet of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in
1953. Ooh! So it actually is. Okay. Royal family, I thought you were taking a mick out of me.
We're posh.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely, that is.
Yeah, that one's really nice.
Yeah.
I like the goat's cheese.
I love cheese. Honestly, I always say, if there could be one food that had no calories in it, it wouldn't even be chocolate for me, it'd be cheese. I just feel like it makes any meal better.
Do you like halloumi?
Yeah. Do I? Do I? Oh. It's the only reason I go Nando's.
I like the
I feel like Nando's invented halloumi.
They did. But then with halloumi, you have to have it straight away, otherwise it gets too hard.
Oh, that is cheesy, that.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I like... No, we'll give it a go.
You're so going to put that down.
Come on.
And your brain told you wanted the goat's cheese. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to say that the gherkin thing was my favourite.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
How's your motivational tea?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. Probably why I'm... Cheese and motivation tea.
I was wondering, is there any milk?
Oh my gosh, motivational tea with Lauren. No.
Oh, I've gone to pour it, but there's no milk.
Oh my gosh, did you not feel how empty it was?
Thank you.
I'm not really sure what I'm drinking there, actually. I can't work it out. It is.
Now, see, you're holding it very fancy like this. I struggle holding it like this.
Because it's tiny.
I've really got big hands, so I struggle. Can't go wrong with English practice.
You're really motivated. Right, what we're going for now? A scone. Are you a scone girl?
I'm a scone girl.
A scone? A scone.
But I find scone more posh.
Can't be.
But I am from Stoke, so.
Like, oh, it's posh. And you're saying scone.
I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah, you're posh. Oh. Scone's like the mank northern way to say it, I would say. Where are you from?
I'm from the lovely Stoke-on-Trent.
Near Alton Towers.
No, it's not near. Yes, it is near Alton Towers.
I knew it.
Have you been to Alton Towers?
Have I? Well, love it. Mm. Well, good.
I can imagine you like it. It's very...
Although, you queue for...
Oh, yeah.
Ages, don't you? You really do.
Yeah. It's a great, but it's good that we got it round the corner. So you're from Burnley. We born in Burnley.
Yeah. There's nothing there. We've just got a Starbucks and it's the highlight of everyone that lives in Burnley. Like, Burnley's on the map now. It's got a Starbucks.
I love your accent, though. It's a proper northern accent. Yeah.
Every time I go to events, everyone's like, you should set up a podcast because your accent's really good. And it's bizarre, like... I've always hated my accent.
No, I think it's great.
Oh,
we have.
Hey, don't matter how you say it, does it? Still put the same product on.
But then if you turn it upside down...
You notice through this podcast, I've got more and more Burnley. The more comfortable I've got. Bloody love it.
I'm glad we're not having a drink, because I feel like we'd get worse.
Oh, I only need one. That's why I barely drink.
What's your go-to drink of choice?
Right, depends. It depends how fancy I'm dressed, honestly. So if I'm having a chilled night at home, like we're all getting drunk in the house, it's a wine, it's a vodka.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm out, I'll drink gin and I'll
pure gin.
No. Are you mad? Who do you think I am? I know I'm from Burnley.
Why should you need one?
Wow. No, gin and lemonade. If I'm being good, gin and slimline tonic. But Dan goes mad because he's like, Lauren, you take it, mate, now, because gin and slim lime tonic is like the most expensive drink in the bar. So he goes mad.
What's a gin in Burnley costing you?
Do you know what? Quite cheap.
Mm.
Yeah, it's when we venture over to where Dan's from, which is Salford, it gets a bit more expensive.
Mm.
So a gin in Burnley is probably like £3-4. In Manchester, it's like £6-8.
Mm. That's like expensive. Yeah,
I love a good cocktail. Have you ever been to Tattoo in Manchester?
No, but I've
heard
it's good.
They do the best cocktails ever.
Oh, where is it in Manchester? Just in Manchester.
It's in Manchester. Yeah. What a question, Emma. I mean, I barely know where I am right now.
Sorry.
Still looking for my car.
The last time I met up with you guys, you were in the car park when I followed you to. I think I walked around the block 2 times before I found my girl. Say I'm not working with Swan now. I'll say I've lost my car.
It's because you put your registration in the payment meter and it was like, oh, it's not found.
Oh, it's broken.
Sorry for people that don't know, it's an inside story.
Yes. I always lose my car now because my little Fiat 500 used to have like black stripes on it. It was very standout. Now I've just got a black car and it just can't find it anywhere.
Mm. I've put too much in my mouth.
Isn't it hard to eat and speak at the same time?
I know. Oh, I've already made a mess.
What
do you rate the scones?
Mm.
Scones.
Yeah, bang him.
Mm.
10 out of 10.
They're really good.
I like any food that has like, that's crispy. That's crispy on top.
They're really good.
Well good. So good.
I'm going to try something else.
I could just eat that with cream. I'm not a massive jam lover.
Oh.
I'm a custard donut over a jam donut kind of girl. Which is a very unpopular opinion. Have you ever had a custard donut?
Mm-mm.
So good.
Everyone behind the camera.
No passion, you just went, Yeah, well better than a jam donut.
I'm going to try these. Do we know what these are? Does it say on the menu?
Here's the menu. No, it's I'm staying away from the mic. I can't do that to you.
Oh, it's banana, milk chocolate and caramel gâteau.
Yeah, that's doing it for
now,
me.
Now, gâteau throws me off because there's an X at the end. That shouldn't
There's
be gâteau.
There's no need, is there?
No.
No.
And I've got dyslexia, so
not
it's really
the
Lawrence
and the Emmas of them.
No. Doesn't help people. Right, I'm going in.
I don't know what's what, but my favourite thing in any dessert is rhubarb.
Oh.
And there's a rhubarb something.
Do you like a rhubarb gin?
That's my go-to gin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like a rhubarb gin.
And actually, a really good gin is blueberry.
Oh, no.
Very unpopular, but it's so good.
Ooh.
I went to a bar once and that's the only flavour they had left, so I was like, ugh. And then I had it and it's one of my favourites now.
Mm.
Oh. But yeah.
You need to try that.
Do I?
Yeah.
It's kept me scone down me.
It's the, what is it? Banana, milk chocolate and caramel gâteau.
Oh, banana. Mm. I need it.
It's really good.
So the best banana dessert I've ever had is Miller and Carter.
Mm.
And they do, what's the dessert with banana? Banoffee pie. Oh, so good. Yeah, it's the best dessert I've ever had. And that's a bold statement.
I love a tiramisu.
Oh,
tiramisu.
Is that coffee?
Yeah. But I don't like coffee, but I like tiramisu. Weird, I know. I know it's weird.
Wow.
I know.
Or Emma, like that's controversial, cheesecake. You know.
I know. Or like a cheesecake. Do you like a cheesecake?
I love a cheesecake, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But I just feel like I like the biscuit more than the cheesecake. And that just defeats the point of it being a cheesecake. I like biscuit cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes in a cheesecake they put too much cheese in. It's a bit much.
There's no cheese in it. Is there cheese in a cheesecake? No, there isn't, is there?
I'm dribbling.
You don't put cheese. You put like...
It's soft cheese. It's soft
cheese. Yeah, but it's not like cheddar.
That's cheese. Still cheese in it. I never said parmesan. I never said cheddar.
Let's cut that bit off. Mum's gonna think
that.
No cheese in cheesecake.
Anyway.
So yeah, there is cheese in cheesecake, and it's just a bit much for me, Anna.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to eat my cake.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Those desserts you get in, like, Turkey. Like, when you're an all-inclusive.
I see it, yeah.
And they've got, like, that, like, sponge in the middle and that jelly on top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. I'm digging into another one. Princess Poppy. That really does look like Princess Poppy. That's brilliant. All right, okay.
What is that? Is it a macaroon?
I'm going to say that... No.
No, that thing at the top.
You're killing me. You're killing me. It looks nothing like that.
Apologies.
Right, I think Emma's the main culprit here. It ain't bloody me. It's you.
What's the thing on the top then?
I think it's just like mousse. No, it's not. Macaroons are like macaroon shit. Like. How do you even explain a macaroon? And I'm sure...
Not that, anyway.
No. A macaroon's not cold.
Yeah. I think you found your first guest for your podcast, anyway. Yeah.
Podcast title. Saying words wrong. Oh, I'm not going to lie. That's not doing it for me. Try it. Go on. It's very, Oh, it's really not for me, that.
What's the flavours?
I mean, the Lowry food is beautiful. It's just a preference. Let me try this one. Mm. What is that? What can you describe that as? I feel like I'm a celebrity. What with afternoon tea?
I could see you on I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, do you know what? I could as well. Mm. Because I'd be so bad at it. So bad at it. Like, it annoys me because I wouldn't want to be... Helen Flanagan. Oh, like, did you all remember Helen Flanagan?
Yeah, she got every child, didn't she?
So bad, but equally, like if one tiny spider is in the corner of my room, that's it. I have full meltdown. Full-blown meltdown.
Do you get your boyfriend to move it?
He won't. He's scared as well. Oh. That's just, honestly, that is the one thing I'd say that's wrong about Dan. I need to meet someone who can get bugs for me. I've got a really big fear, and it's ladybugs. So you can imagine if I'm scared of a ladybug, what I'm like with a spider. Really bad. Yeah.
I can imagine. What about snakes? You like snakes and stuff like that?
So snakes is one I'm not that scared of, weirdly. Even though they can eat you whole. So I don't know why I'm not that scared of them. My main fear in life...
A snake can eat you whole?
Yes. No, not like a little baby one.
But like a big...
But, like, a big snake could just go and you'd see the body, like, lying in it.
Oh.
Yeah. My biggest fear ever, though, like, ever in the world, like, is a crocodile. I am absolutely petrified. Bad. And sharks as well.
Have you seen one in real life?
No, I've never. Mm-hmm. But I dream about them quite a lot. So my mum found that out, that I had a fear of crocodiles. So she started putting crocodile horror movies on when I was a kid. Lake Placid. Terrified. Have you seen that movie where she feeds it to cows? And no, she feeds the cows to the crocodile.
You sounded very northern then.
Did I? Sorry. So yeah, my biggest fear.
Well, I went to uni in Leeds, so I kind of used to the northern. But it's me.
We get mistaken for Leeds.
They miss out words.
Like what?
Like put into bin.
I'm going to the shop, yeah. I'm going to the shop.
To the shop.
Who's got time to say two? Do you know what I mean?
I get it. Everyone's busy.
Takes a while. That's probably been my least favourite thing so far.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Is that not rhubarb?
It is. I love rhubarb.
I think it could be. Or could that?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Lemon.
Oh, no. That just looks like an egg. And it's giving me the ick. Looks like yolk. It looks like a really perfect poached egg that I'm going to, like, do the Instagram thing to and cut into it. I've got an obsession with putting poached eggs on my Instagram story and cutting into them. I just think it's so pleasing.
Have you got one of our egg boilers?
No.
I'll send you one.
Please do.
You can make your perfect poached egg and then you can just put it in.
So not like that then?
No.
That is a hard-boiled egg. Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Where are they?
You don't have a poached egg one, do you?
It's two in one.
Oh.
Game changer. Shout out, Swan.
Yes, go on, Swan.
Right.
What's your biggest fear?
Oh. We're getting deep here.
We're getting deep. Mine's crocodiles. What's and spiders are probably... and clowns. Really big fear of mine is that since I watched Tim Curry in It as a kid. Mum, what are you doing?
I'm not a big fan of heights.
I'm not.
Like, I don't mind, it's just edges and windows that are like. So I went up.
Have you ever been abseiling?
No. That's
awful.
I don't think I could do that. It's just, I went up this massive building once when I went to Australia and it had just sheer glass windows and things like that freaked me out because you think, what happens if the glass just breaks?
Yeah. I'm going to that London in the Sky in a few weeks.
No.
Where you get strapped in over London and eat your dinner and have drinks.
No, I wouldn't like that.
No.
Like that.
By the way, you take the yoke off. It's banging that.
What's hard round boiled the side?
Yolk.
What's round the side, them crispy bits?
Nuts. That is really good, though, on its own.
Not for me, that.
No. Try it on its own. You won't regret it. Take the nuts off and take the yolk off, and you'll really like it.
Okay.
So are you scared of anything else that's like a thing rather than a...
Not really.
No? Not spiders?
I just don't like how quick they move.
I honestly envy it. I've got a tip for you, though. I've got a really big tip for you. I mean, it's terrifying if you're scared of them, but if you... I have staring competitions with spiders because they don't move. If you stare at a spider, promise you now, it will not move.
Ooh, right? Okay.
So I've got a little story time for you because I'm petrified of them and always have been. Me and my mum lived in this apartment and we lived like... in an apartment and we had a field at the back, so we always used to get like giant like wolf spiders in our house. They were humongous. My mum actually woke up one morning with two little bites in her heel and we're like, we swear it was a spider.
Oh God.
And my mum had a new boyfriend, I didn't really know him that much, and they were just like chilling in another room and me and my friend were watching a film and I spotted a massive wolf spider start to have a breakdown. And I went over to it and I was like, oh my God, I said to my friend Adele, don't move, keep watching it, have a staring contest because it won't move. Went to go and get my mum's boyfriend and I come back and it'd gone. And Adele was like, I've lost it. So I'm looking behind the curtain, I'm looking behind the TV. I'm like, it was there. So I turned around and my mum went, Lauren, I'm honestly not even joking now. I need you to stay really still. Darren will get it, but it is crawling up your back. I had a breakdown.
Oh my God.
And I'm not joking, I literally stripped in front of my mum's new boyfriend. I ran out onto the street in my bra. And I was like, I'm really sorry, Darren, but I was so scared.
Were you actually up your back?
100%, though? Yeah. Oh. She still says it to this day. She's like, I wasn't lying, Lauren, and I'll tell you if I was.
Oh.
Yeah. And she said it was massive. And I was like, I know, I saw it first.
So you said you watched It then, you're into like horror films.
I love horror films, but It is kind of one that I like never went back and watched because it freaked me out that much. Mm-hmm. So we bought it from Asda because my mum must be like this psycho, wants me to be a psycho murderer because she just used to buy me horror films all the time. And the CD was, you had to flip it to watch the second half. So I watched part one, went to bed, had nightmares. My mum would never let me watch the second half. And you know what you like when you're a kid, you just... Even though it scared me to death, I wanted to watch the second part. So every time she went out and we realised you had to flip the DVD, I'd try and watch it and she'd come back and I had to like slyly take out the DVD player so she didn't know.
I miss the DVD days.
Oh, me too. Blockbusters. What a vibe.
Did you ever... How old are you? 24?
24.
So you're younger than me. So do you remember like videos and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
Now it's Nintendo Switch.
A DS. Did you have a DS?
I had a Nintendo DSi. Just took pictures on it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a bit fancy.
I know. And I still stand by, there was no better game than Mario and Nintendogs.
Mine was the one with the dogs. Mm. But then it, because you didn't go on it for a few months, but they were still there. I always thought, oh my.
Here's the thing, they've not died. They need a bloody good bath. They've not died. Why is my dog living forever?
Did you ever have a Tamagotchi?
Mm.
Oh, I love Tamagotchi.
They got banned from my primary school because people are obsessed with them.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. And now they're like this retro thing, aren't they, that people have brought back.
Yeah. But no, I could never keep one of them alive either.
No. I'm actually feeling quite defeated. I feel like we've got to try the last one.
Is it? What is that one? Lemon cake.
I'm actually a sucker for a bit of a lemon dessert as well. Mm. No.
I like a lemon meringue pie. My nan makes it. Absolutely incredible lemon meringue pie. But I'm not...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at my plate. I'm just, like, trying a bit.
It's like an afternoon tea tasting session.
Okay.
That's for me, not for me. Okay. Oh, that's a bit of me, that.
Mm.
That's a bit of me. Mm. That's dead good, that.
Not for me, but... I see why you like
it. Have you ever watched Bridesmaids where everything Annie likes, Helen doesn't like? It's my favourite chick flick of all time. And she's like, I don't.
Like,
but I like it. Not for me.
I'd rate... What's your favourite out of all of them?
I would probably say the York one, but without the York and without the nuts.
Just the tart.
Yeah, that was my favourite. I've never actually properly had a full afternoon tea. Mm. I do afternoon tea events all the time with my characters, but I've never sat down and had an afternoon tea with someone.
Well, I think the Lowry do a very good
one. You're my first one, Emma.
I feel very privileged.
Me too.
Would you come again?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We should come again off camera. Yeah. Talk about more.
Oh, I'm defeated though, are you?
Yeah.
Practically after that's gone.
I'm sure the people behind the camera can have a few of these, man.
I don't think so, Emma. Is anyone feeling Emma's leftovers?
So out of the whole experience of the afternoon tea, what would you rate out of 10?
Do you know what? The pressure. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think my favourite part was the scone. I'm not going to lie.
I think I agree. And your motivational tea?
It wasn't the best choice. So nice.
Okay.
Gave me a lot of motivation.
Okay, so brilliant from the Lowry. We rated it 10 out of 10. Thank you very much.
I feel very sick after all them desserts now. Oh, might have to unbutton the jeans.
So, after that amazing afternoon tea, which I am
very... Unbuttoning the jeans.
It's undoable, it's okay. We're going to play a few games.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one...
Are you going to tell everyone that we've reminded you not to read the answers out?
The team had to remind me.
I used to do that on my kids' quizzes. Every quiz they'd go, Lauren gives away an answer.
Oh, I'll try not to.
I'd be like, what dwarf is dopey? Like, literally give it away.
Okay, so the first ones are this or that. So very quick fire. We have just asked this off camera, but we'll ask it again. Starter or dessert?
Dessert.
YouTube or Twitter?
YouTube? Oh, hate Twitter, sorry.
Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Iced coffee.
Oh, microwave or air fryer?
Microwave.
Oh, but an air fryer's a game changer.
Yeah, but it's proper bougie, that, innit? Good old microwave.
Heels or trainers?
Oh, heels.
Are you heels on a night out kind of girl?
Absolutely.
Never go out
even though it kills me, but pain is beauty. Yeah.
Cinema trip or bowling trip?
Cinema trip.
Cinema trip for first date or bowling first date?
Bowling first date.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
McDonald's or Domino's?
McDonald's. Oh, silly question.
What's your McDonald's go to?
Oh, Chicken Selects, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Thank you.
Oh, I think this one's going to be a hard one. Movies or musicals?
Movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say musicals.
No, without a doubt. Love my movies.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay, that's it for this or that.
Lovely.
That was quick. Yeah. You did that very quick. Okay, next one is where the team had to warn me not to read.
What? What is it? What are we doing?
And let's start again. It's the scone.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is fact or fish.
Fact or fishing? Hey, that's all the fish we've eaten. That's the fish. Fact or fiction? I'm gonna get this so wrong.
Okay, the next one is fact or fiction.
And Emma's saying lots of words wrong.
Baby, did you stop playing me off?
Dave.
So the next one is fact or fiction.
The more you say a word, it starts to not be a word anymore.
Might just say true or false. Yeah. Okay, the next game is true or false.
Fact or fiction. Emma can't say fiction.
Can't say that. Okay, number one. Ketchup was once sold as medicine.
Fiction.
No, that's true.
Is it?
Yes, the condiment was prescribed as sold to people suffering with indigestion back in the old 1834.
Ooh, nice.
M&M's, this just reminds me of the DIY.
Yes.
M&M stands for Mars and Moordale.
Ooh, I mean, fiction.
Yes, do you know what it stands for?
No. I didn't even know what NYE stood for a few years ago.
It stands for Mars and Murray.
Oh, that's a letdown, isn't it?
It's close, close.
Yeah.
Goldfish have a 2-second memory.
True.
That is true. Yeah. Oh, no, that's false.
Oh.
Damn it. Sorry.
Thought so good then.
Their memories can last for months.
Oh.
That must be a myth then, because I've heard that everywhere. That is.
Oh,
sorry, you've not 100,000.
No.
Australia is wider than the moon.
Ooh, fact.
Correct. The moon sits at 3,400 kilometres in diameter, while Australia, east to west, is almost 4,000.
Australia's massive.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
No.
Is it somewhere you'd want to go?
Yeah. But spiders and snakes and crocodiles, so maybe where there's no bugs.
And the last one, cheesecake helps to soothe beasts.
And we're back to cheesecake.
Ooh. I think they're trying to do us over here. Cheesecake helps to soothe bee stings.
Ooh, fiction.
Correct. And I cannot read that word you put there.
Do that on purpose, they know you.
It's just not true.
Fact or fiction? Cheesecake has cheese in it.
True. I know now. Okay, and the last game is Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay.
PG.
PG version, definitely. Might throw some in there. Would you rather give up social media or eat the same meal for the rest of your life?
Give up social media. I couldn't cope with that. Could not. I'm sorry, social media. I couldn't cope with that.
But if you had to, what meal would you
eat for the rest of my life? Yeah. Oh, that's so difficult. I actually think it would be a Sunday roast, but I'd just get sick of it and I'd ruin my favourite meal.
But you could have a different meat every time.
You couldn't because you had to eat the same meal.
Oh, yeah?
Can't just go changing bits. What's this a different meal? Stick to the rules. Stick to the rules,
Emma. Okay, I'm sorry. Would you rather always be 20 minutes late for every event or always be an hour early?
An hour early. I can't stand being late for mm-hmm. stuff. Really it's stresses me out. Even though the first two things I've done with Swan, I've been late too. Not usually.
Would you rather have to wear a princess costume for the rest of your life or put on an American accent for the rest of your life?
Oh, American accent, without a doubt. I feel like I was meant to be American.
Yeah?
I could be American, yeah.
Have you ever been to America?
No. Oh, New York once.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, New York's in America. I forgot. But I feel like anything Americans do is way better than British people. Mm. Sorry, British people.
I just see all the Coachella content on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've got like have you seen our festivals? Like
Leeds.
Rubbish everywhere and stuff.
Please. Yeah. Anyway, very different. Would you rather be reborn into the past or into the future?
Ooh, that's a great question. Probably the future, because I'd be intrigued to see because how far things have come since our parents were younger. Like my grandma didn't have TVs and stuff like that. Like, what is the future going to hold in terms of technology?
Yeah. How long in the future would you want to go?
Oh, a good 200 years, let's say, just to see, if iPhone is a thing of the past, TikTok's a thing of the past. And have you ever seen the movie The Island with Ewan McGregor?
No.
Like, that is, way set in the future. Mm-hmm. And they've got things like, you just pull up a screen and you just type, into air, to call someone and stuff. Uh-huh. Be intrigued to see if stuff like that happens.
Yeah. Would you rather only be able to wash your hair twice a year or only be able to check your phone once a day?
Check my phone once a day.
I get it. Would you rather never eat fast food again or never make a TikTok again?
Oh, that is horrible. Who wrote these questions? So never eat a takeaway again or never make a TikTok again. Yeah. I'm actually going to say the the takeaway thing. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I feel like you can make a fake away. It's not as good, but yeah. I mean, TikTok is my career.
And that's all the questions.
Woo!
Do you want to cut and then do the outro?
Yeah.
What do I say? Okay.
Thanks to Lowry. Thanks to Lauren. See you later.
See you later.
And cheese is in cheesecake.
I think you should have it like wiggle,
wiggle. Wiggle, yeah. It felt
like the way you jiggle, jiggle.
Okay.
Dave!
Okay, so thank you very much for joining us, Lauren.
Thank you.
And thank you very much to Lowry for the lovely afternoon tea. It's been lovely.
It was lovely.
Yeah,
really nice.
So where can people find you on social medias?
So it's just Lauren Saddington. It's not really a last name you forget. I always say it's Paddington with an S whenever I go anywhere. On TikTok, YouTube and Instagram.
So. Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you later, thanks to Lowry as well. Yeah. You just said that, didn't you? So
you did. Okay, we could thank him twice.
Thank you, the Lowry. I can't get that food out of my head. So good.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, and thanks, Swan, for having me. Thank you. That was well fun.
Thanks so much for listening. And please don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn.